that encourages you to live with less. Less stuff, less possessions, less clutter, and find more joy and more time to focus on what matters. So, what is minimalish? It's a grace-filled way of doing the same thing. Sustainable, realistic minimalism that actually makes sense for your life. The Minimalish Podcast is here to help you make life lighter, realistically. I'm your host, Desiree, and my passion is to help you create room for what matters to you by cutting the clutter and excess stuff in your home and your life. It's not just about decluttering and having a tidy home, but about how having less stuff will give you more time and more space to focus on creating the life you actually want to live. We'll talk about topics of minimalism, motherhood, simple, intentional living, and everything in between here on the show each week. Let's walk towards simple together. Hey friend, welcome back to Minimalish. Today I am chatting with you solo. Haven't done this in a while, so I'm excited to be doing so. And we are going to be doing a self-check-in. We're going to be doing a check-in on our priorities because what I've realized lately is one of my priorities has really fallen behind. And I've tried to figure out like why this is and why I can't get a hold on it. And I've unpacked it a little bit for myself. And now I really want to share this with you because I know this is common. I know this happens. We're all imperfect, right? We're living life imperfectly, and that's totally okay. But also it's important to recenter ourselves, get ourselves back to what's important, what's important to us, so that we can be living the most purposeful and intentional lives that we possibly can, because you've got one life and I want you to live it purposefully. That's really what this podcast is all about. Like, I believe that we fall into this mindset in motherhood that we're just meant to be like some kind of, I don't know, we're just meant to drown in this motherhood. We're meant to just get through this season. I believe we can thrive in this season. I believe that whatever season you're in, you can be thriving right now. But I also believe it takes work to do so, right? Purposeful life does not happen accidentally. I say that all the time. All right, so that's what we're going to talk about today. Let me just read a word from a listener for you. I like to give space to your encouraging words that you take the time to share with me. So this one is a review. It comes from Madison Sierra, and she says, inspiring and relatable. I discovered the Minimalish podcast just last week, and I've been binge listening and recommending to friends ever since. I love hearing about Desiree's journey to minimalism and find her experience as a mom and a teacher extremely relatable. I love the different stories and interviews she shares, as well as her own practical tips and advice. She might even be the one to finally motivate me to wake up before my two toddler sons. Thanks for all you do, Desiree. Thank you, Madison. Those words are so sweet and so encouraging to me. Thank you so much. I'm so glad that you are thinking about waking up before your toddlers, because you know that waking up for me has been a game changer. Waking up early before my daughter for me has been a game changer. So I encourage you right now, if you're listening to this and you're like, I want more of that, go to episode 25. That's my episode on morning routines. Okay, so thank you for that again. And if you want to leave a rating or review, if you're loving the podcast, I am so thankful every time you do, because it helps the podcast get seen by other moms. So thank you for that. All right, let's dive in. Okay, so we're going to be doing, like I said, a check-in with ourselves today, and we're going to call it a midsummer check-in. We're checking in on our priorities because, you know, maybe something is out of balance for you. And that is okay, first of all. And we are not striving for perfection here, but we do want to check in on ourselves. We want to make sure we're focusing on what matters to us. And we want to kind of lift these things back up into focus when they are falling behind. You know, this is like the normal rhythm of life. Things fall out of balance, we go and pick them back up, and we work towards balance, or whatever word you want to use. Balance sometimes can feel like, you know, we're striving for something that isn't possible, but we're just working to strive towards at least peace and joy, and these things that are that we say matter to us, we want them to be at our focus so that we can truly experience joy. So at the beginning of the summer, I put out an intentional summer mini course. And you can still access that at desireeandries.com/intentional summer. And in that course, the first lesson is about aligning your days to your priorities. We're not going to go through that process because we've already done that. And I've already talked about that in that mini course. So you can go there and you can get that process going right now. But what we are going to do today is that we are going to write down our priorities and we're going to look at what priority is out of focus most. Before we do that, I want us to focus on the good as well, because this process, I think, if we're not careful, can get us into feeling a little bit bad about ourselves because we're looking at what we're currently kind of failing at and not in a bad way, but just what is currently falling behind. So I don't want you to get all down on yourself today. I want you to first write down three things that you're doing really well right now, because here's the thing. If something's falling behind, it's because a few other things are doing really well. Like you're killing it. Okay. So what three things are you doing a great job at right now? If you can't think of anything, dig deeper. You are doing a good job. Okay. So write down three things you're doing well with. Okay. Now let's move forward. Let's think of three to five things that are most important to you in your everyday life. What are 3 to 5 things that if I asked you what's important to you right now, like what fills you up, what brings you life, what are you all about? Write down those 3 to 5 things. Obviously, you might want to pause this podcast a couple times because we're doing these quick exercises at the beginning. Now that you have those 3 to 5 things, I want you to think about, is there one of those things that you're currently, like if I looked at your life, I would not be able to tell that that is a priority because it's just fallen behind in a way. It's just kind of taken the back burner in your life. I know that this is true for me. My health has taken the back burner this summer. And that's why I really started thinking about this topic in general. I say that it's important. I write it down in the mornings that it's important that I move my body and that I make healthy choices when I'm eating. Okay. And when I've been in a little bit of a busier season with just work right now, and what I've noticed is that I've stopped writing that down some days. And because of that, it stopped happening. So I have had a hard time really focusing on my health this summer. And I've tried multiple times, but I've found it hard to make it a priority like I say that it is. So what is that thing for you? It could be anything. Here are some maybe examples. Maybe you have wanted to be more present this summer. Maybe that was like a summer goal for you to be more present with your family because, you know, you found yourself getting into the habit of being on your phone a lot. Or maybe one of your priorities was to start a new project this summer, that like a new creative project. And that's fallen behind because there's a million other things on your plate. Or maybe it is something else. Maybe it's decluttering your home was like something that, you know, it's really important to you to live in a peaceful home. And so you've started decluttering. Maybe that's how you found my podcast. And you're like maybe 25% of the way through and it just feels too hard. So you've really let it fall to the back burner. So what I started to think about was the fact that once we let something fall to the back burner, if we let it fall so far, it gets really hard to bring it back to its rightful place as one of our priorities. So I started thinking about why this happens, and that's what I want to share with you today. Why do we let these things go? So right now you have it, whatever it is, it's in your mind, you're thinking about it. What is that thing that you've let hit the back burner? And here are the reasons why this happens. These are the 3 reasons that kind of came up in my mind. The first reason, I think, is because the things we care about can often take effort. They are hard and we make excuses. 2 is we don't believe that we're capable or worthy, you know, insert whatever word that your negative thoughts run to here. And 3 is because we believe that we have to take perfect action, like it has to be all or nothing. So let's just unpack this a little bit and figure out some ways that we can move towards making our priorities our actual priorities again. So we're just focusing on one thing. If you're like, all of my priorities have fallen by the wayside, like let's just work on one thing right now. So the first thing, the fact that it's hard to actually put effort into living purposefully and putting these priorities in the forefront and making effort towards them. Like, yes, it is hard to do so. But again, if something's purposeful, if something matters to you, it doesn't come easy, and that's okay. It's still worth it. So how do we make strides towards this, we can either make small habits or routines that make taking action easier. So I want you to think about what kind of habit or routine can you form that can make whatever it is that's fallen behind for you, bring it back to the forefront by making it easier to do. Like taking decision out of the equation when it comes to this thing. So for me, that would look like making a habit out of like some kind of simple workout routine and starting small. So my goal is to do it for consecutive days, because if I don't do it for consecutive days, it's not gonna stick. If I'm like, well, I wanna do it 3 times this week, yeah, that's a great goal. Like in the long run, maybe 3 days of activity is a great goal, but right now, I'm never going to do that if I just can't get a hold of like actually getting in the habit of doing this. And honestly, sometimes doing it consecutive every day works better for me than just having an overall weekly goal. So my goal is to start by forming a habit by making this something that I do every day for at least 5 days. And a friend shared this with me. Sarah from Clutter Free Mom of Three, she is someone I've connected with on Instagram, and she shared this with me because she is a great motivator when it comes to working out. She's made this part of her habits really well, and she's just really cares about her health. And I asked her literally like, okay, this is something that's fallen behind for me. Like, how do you do it? And she said, you know, this idea of just like 5 consecutive days, start with 5. Because when we talk about habit formation, you might have heard people talk about like 14 days. 14 days is kind of a lot when you're struggling to form a habit. So start with 5 consecutive days of whatever it is that's falling behind for you, whether it's like, you know, decluttering your home, 5 consecutive days of 20 minutes of decluttering, 5 consecutive days of some kind of boundary on your phone usage time, you know, 5 consecutive days of cleaning up your kitchen at night. Get a calendar, check off those 5 days as you go and see the accomplishment. This is going to start to help you take decision out of the equation and start to make it easier because it's coming out of habit. Now, that doesn't mean it's not hard along the way, but think about something that you've created a habit around or a routine around, like maybe a morning routine. For me, that's something that I just do now. It's not even a question. And when I look back, I'm like, yeah, that actually wasn't that hard. And like, look at all I've accomplished in this time. And it's been so purposeful. But when I think of the beginning, yeah, it was really hard. Just know that like, if you follow through with this, you are going to get to that point where it's not that hard. And it's not that it's never hard, but it's just, it comes naturally for you to actually do it and do it well. So we want to move towards that point by forming habits and by, you know, creating maybe some type of a routine around it if you need to. Now, I just had an episode about routines, so go listen to that. That's episode 40 of the podcast if you want more support in this. Friend, you are not going to want to miss this if you are into this whole simplifying your life thing. Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the idea of meal planning and meal prep? If so, today's sponsor, PrepDish, is honestly your answer. PrepDish is a meal planning service that will send you an email with a meal plan, grocery list, and prep ahead instructions every single week so that all of your meals are ready for the week. You can choose from gluten-free, paleo, and keto options, so it just makes eating healthy so much easier. Plus, the recipes are delicious, and it completely takes the guesswork out of mealtime when it comes to dinner time each day, which for a busy mom is such a time saver. I've personally been loving PrepDish. I love the meal options. It takes me so much less time to cook dinner each week and get dinner on the table, which is really great because typically when I'm cooking dinner, I have a toddler yelling at me. So the less time, the better. So the best part is Allison, the founder, is offering listeners of Minimalish a 2-week free trial. It's literally 2 weeks of meals planned out for you. Grocery list and prep included for free. Head to prepdish.com/minimalish to try it out. That's prepdish.com/minimalish to try it out. I'm so excited that you get to try out PrepDish for free. All right, let's get back to today's episode. All right, number 2, if you think you're not capable of this, of making this priority at the forefront like it's supposed to be, or if maybe you're feeling like you're not worthy of the time that it takes to do this, listen, this is ridiculous. You are worthy. You are enough. You matter. Like, I don't know. I could give you all the pep talks on that. But I know that me telling you that might not help. So what you need to do, and what I think helps, is changing your inner dialogue. So I want you to get some kind of affirmative phrase around this thing that is falling behind. Because what's probably happening is you're probably feeling really bad about it. Like, I have found myself feeling really bad about it. I just don't even feel that healthy compared to how I feel when I'm making good choices. I start to talk negatively to myself. And that's like the natural tendency if you can't get a hold on something that matters to you. So can you create some kind of phrase? Talk to yourself in the present tense about this. Okay, so for me, my phrase might be, I make healthy choices every day by moving my body and eating nourishing foods. Okay, so yes, it's in the present tense. It's as if I'm actually already doing it. And as soon as I start to get in this negative mindset, that's the phrase I'm using. So what is your little affirmative phrase, your affirmation, you know, your mantra that is going to snap you out of that negativity and snap you out of that thought that you're not capable or you're not worthy, and give yourself that affirmation you need to move forward? Some other things that can help: ask for help so that you have time to focus on this priority if it would require some time to yourself. Hire help if you can. Do whatever you can to get that time and stop making excuses, okay? You are fully worthy and capable of this. Remember, do not break these commitments to yourself. Get clear on what the reasons are that you initially thought that this was a priority of yours, that you initially made this goal, if it's a goal of yours. Give yourself grace, because mom life is hard. And of course, there's a million other things we need to focus on during the day, but move forward. Begin again, or pick up where you left off. You are capable of this. And the third reason is, we believe that we have to take perfect action, like it has to be all or nothing. So some things we can do to move past this: just stop that. Make imperfect action. Do it today. One little thing that you can do each day to move towards bringing this thing that has fallen on the back burner back up to the place it belongs in your life. We don't have to make huge strides. You can take baby steps, and the baby steps are going to add up. Let go of perfectionism, because if you're trying to figure out how to do it perfectly, you might never do it at all. It's not going to do you any justice to have that mindset. It's always going to just end up causing burnout. Really, I think that's what perfectionism does to us. What can you do to take imperfect action today? For me, that looks like just taking 20 minutes to take a walk/jog with my dog, or, you know, push my daughter in the stroller if I want it to be way harder. So that's kind of the imperfect action I've been taking since I realized this has fallen so far behind, and I've just been looking for the perfect routine or the perfect way to do this. But really, it's just about making it a habit, making it a routine imperfectly, moving forward. You know, eventually along the way, maybe I'll find something that works really well for me. But for now, I just need to move. For now, I just need to imperfectly make good choices throughout the day. So I also want you to think about what's getting in your way. So what is getting in your way? As we kind of close this out, that one thing that you are letting fall behind, what's getting in your way? As you know, I'm all about realistic minimalism and living with less. Is there one area of your life that more is getting in the way? So maybe too much, having too much is getting in the way, and you're not able to really put this thing back in focus because there's too much other stuff going on. Maybe it is that there's just clutter taking over your life and your home, and that consumes you and it's making you unhappy. Maybe it is clutter in your schedule. Maybe you've said yes to too many things and you can't possibly find time for this thing because of that. Or maybe it's just some mindset blocks. We've kind of dug through that today a little bit, but maybe you need to go deeper with it. I want you to get past that. I want you to move towards less. I want you to let go of the things that are getting in your way so that you can live a life that is focused on these purposeful things that you care about. Like, as you know, it's not about perfection, but it's about moving towards purpose every single day, because that is how we live joyfully. And honestly, when our lives are so cluttered up with stuff and our schedules are so cluttered up, we can't do that. It just really, it keeps us from moving forward in that. So I have an online program and it's called Make Room, and it's meant to help you apply realistic minimalism to your life. It is based off of the philosophy around this podcast. It is based off of this idea that we can live with less in every area of our lives, and doing so is going to create a more purposeful life. I created this course because I've been there. I was living with more in my life as a mom of a newborn. I had so much clutter in my house. I just thought that was normal. That was how I was going to live. That's what kids brought into your life, and especially babies, because apparently having a baby means you have to have 1,000 things, which is totally not true, by the way, but that's how we lived. I had 3 part-time jobs that equaled more than a full-time job in hours. 2 of them were in the home. I was trying to work from home with a newborn, and 1 of them was out of the home, and it was just a mess. I was completely overwhelmed. I was drowning in anxiety from postpartum anxiety, but also just from the stuff all around me. And I stumbled upon minimalism at that time. And I worked towards it. And it took a lot of time for me to work towards it. We decluttered really fast. In my online program, I share, you know, a way that you can make an action plan around decluttering and declutter in a time frame that actually works for you. And I support you in decluttering so much in that course, but that wasn't all it was for me. It really took so much time to really dig into what realistic minimalism meant to me and what it could do when I apply it to every area of my life. When I apply it to my days and my schedule and my priorities, and when I reconsider my priorities and have these check-ins with myself and realize I'm out of alignment, and then I'm able to come back to alignment because of that. Like, minimalism has made this possible for me, because before minimalism, I was just always out of balance. I was just always kind of floating through life. I was kind of always drowning, to be honest, and I was not able to have these check-ins with myself. So this course isn't about looking for perfection in your life. So if that's what you're looking for, find it elsewhere. It's not possible. This course is not full of empty promises. It is full of an actual process that you can take to apply realistic minimalism to your home, your schedule, and your mindset, and live a more peaceful and joyful motherhood. Okay, so that's where I want to help offer you extra support if you need it. I am opening the doors today. After the first round, it was amazing. So I took 35 women through this first round of the course. This course is going to fully help you take action in applying realistic minimalism to your home and decluttering your home, but also digging deeper, because that's where these courses on decluttering lack. They lack the actual substance of what happens after decluttering, because a decluttered home is not going to solve all your problems. We've got to dig deeper. We've got to dig into our schedule, and we've got to dig into our heart and our mindset. And that's what this course does, because you know that's what I'm all about. So I really want you in this course. If you want extra support on all this, I want to guide you towards that peaceful life that you really long for and that purposeful life that you long for. I want to help you move towards that. Okay, so let's do this together. If you're interested, head to DesireeEndries.com/courses. There's also a link in the show notes where you can find out more about that. I am so excited to be opening up the doors to this again and letting more moms in, because it has been something that I have found so much joy in guiding these women through this. And I know it's been something that's been beneficial to them. I've seen the pictures. I've seen the before and afters. And not just in their homes, but in their everyday lives. And I am actually going to be having some of them share their stories this Friday. I'm going to be chatting with Dani, who's one of the women in this online program, and I cannot wait to share that with you, because it's amazing the progress she's made in 1 month. She has so much insight into realistic minimalism as a mom of 3, so I can't wait to share that with you on Friday. And that is all I have for today. I really hope that you do this midsummer check-in with yourself. If you did this check-in, if this episode encouraged you in any way, share it with a friend, screenshot yourself listening in, share it on Instagram. let me know, tag me in it, tell me what you loved about it. You can tag me at minimalish.desiree. That's where you can find me on Instagram now. I changed my username, and I cannot wait to talk to you this Friday, right back here for the third coffee date episode. Again, I'm chatting with Dani. She has completely really been diving into realistic minimalism over the past month, and we just have such a fun conversation. I know you're gonna love it. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss it. Until then, let's walk towards simple together.
Hi there, I'm Rachel, and I'm the host of 3 in 30 Takeaways for Moms, a podcast for women who want to love motherhood as much as they love their children. In each 30-minute episode, my guests and I give 3 actionable takeaways that will help you make your family life a little better each week. I'd love for you to give us a listen. Listen to 3 in 30 Takeaways for Moms on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.